You know that feeling when you're number 12 for departure and ground just called another gate hold? That's Boeing right now with the 777X. I'm Tower and this is 80s on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it, because this story has layers and the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Boeing's 777X, the largest twin-engine commercial airplane ever designed, just hit another certification delay. We are now looking at a timeline where first deliveries to airlines may not happen until 2027, and even that date is starting to feel optimistic. This airplane was originally supposed to enter service back in 2020. That's 7 years of slippage on a program that Boeing has staked a significant portion of its commercial future on. Today's edition of ETs is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. So what happened this time? The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has flagged additional testing requirements related to the folding wingtip mechanism. That's the feature Boeing engineered specifically because the 777X wingspan is so large, over 235 feet, that it wouldn't fit in standard gate spacing at most airports without those tips folding up on the ground. It's a clever piece of engineering, but the FAA wants more data on the locking mechanisms, the failure modes, and the maintenance inspection intervals before they'll sign off. And here's the thing, you can't blame the FAA for being thorough on this one. The folding wingtip is a first for a commercial transport category airplane at this scale. There's no existing certification precedent to lean on. Every test protocol is essentially being written from scratch. That takes time. But this is just the latest in a series of setbacks. There were issues with the GE9X engines, which are the most powerful commercial turbofans ever built, generating over 100,000 pounds of thrust each. There were structural concerns with the fuselage during ground testing. And frankly, Boeing's entire certification relationship with the FAA has been under a microscope since the 737 MAX crisis. The agency is not in the business of rubber stamping anything from Boeing right now, and that posture adds months to every review cycle. Here's what you need to know if you fly for a living or if you follow the industry. The airlines that have ordered the 777X are watching this very carefully. Emirates has over 100 on order. Lufthansa, Cathay Pacific, All Nippon Airways, Singapore Airlines, they're all in the queue. These carriers built fleet plans around having this airplane in revenue service years ago. Every delay means they're either extending leases on older widebodies, deferring retirement of current 777s and A330s, or in some cases going back to Airbus to look at the A350. And that's the competitive angle that matters. Airbus has been delivering A350-900s and A350-1000s, while Boeing has been flight testing. Every quarter the 777X slips, Airbus picks up market share in the long-haul widebody segment that Boeing used to dominate with the original 777. Now, for those of us in general aviation, why should we care about a widebody certification fight? Two reasons. First, the FAA's bandwidth is finite. When the agency is pouring resources into a high-profile certification program like this, it can slow down other initiatives. That includes GA rulemaking, Mosaic implementation timelines, and the approval pipeline for new avionics and equipment. The FAA has gotten better about separating those teams, but institutional attention is a real resource, and Boeing programs consume a lot of it. Second, this story is a case study in what happens when certification standards tighten. The same cultural shift that's making Boeing's life harder is the same shift that affects how new GA products get to market. The FAA is more cautious, more documentation heavy, and less willing to accept equivalent safety arguments without extensive supporting data. If you're waiting on a new avionics approval or a supplemental type certificate for your airplane, you're feeling a smaller version of the same pressure. There's also a workforce angle worth mentioning. Boeing has been struggling with quality control on the production line, and they've committed to slowing things down and getting it right. That's the correct call. But it means the supply chain that feeds both commercial and general aviation parts is under strain. Suppliers who make components for Boeing programs are prioritizing that work, which can trickle down to longer lead times on parts that GA mechanics and shops need. Let me give you the broader picture on the airplane itself, because it really is an impressive machine when you look at the specs. The 777X will come in two variants. The Dash 8 will seat roughly 350 passengers in a typical three-class layout with a range of over 8,700 nautical miles. The Dash 9 is the longer fuselage version, carrying over 400 passengers. Both use composite wings, those folding wingtips I mentioned, and the GE9X engines that are dramatically more fuel efficient than anything in the current 777 fleet. Boeing says the airplane will burn 20% less fuel per seat than the 777-300ER it replaces for airlines. That's not just an environmental talking point, that's a bottom line number that determines whether a route is profitable. In an era of volatile fuel prices, 20% is enormous. But none of that matters until the airplane is certified and delivering. And right now, the path to get there keeps getting longer. I'll say this. Boeing will eventually get the 777X across the finish line. The airplane has too much riding on it to be abandoned, and the fundamental design is sound. The question is whether the delays have permanently shifted the widebody market in Airbus's favor, or whether airlines will wait for what Boeing is promising. If you talk to fleet planners at the major carriers, most of them want both options. Competition drives better pricing and better products for everyone. For now, the 777X remains the biggest twin-engine airplane ever built that nobody has yet been able to buy a ticket on. Sources today include Simple Flying, Aviation Week, and publicly available FAA certification data. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. We'll see you next time.